Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hey, friend, I'm Steve here.
And Larson.
And on today's Going In Raw News Brief, Charlie Caruso's time with the WWE might have come to an end. A surprising pair has been announced as hosts for WrestleMania. We recap NXT UK and preview tonight's SmackDown. But first, we have more details on the latest NXT COVID outbreak. Larson, what's in the news?
So earlier this week, Fightful Select reported that NXT had been hit with another COVID outbreak, which apparently caused significant changes to this week's yesterday's episode of NXT. Which, have you watched it yet, Steve?
No, I have not.
It's LA Knights. LA Knight. It's his in-ring debut. Anyways, in the latest Wrestling Observer newsletter, Dave Meltzer notes that, quote, the biggest name involved was Paul Levesque.
Oh, no.
His situation is being kept secretive, but it was said he was quarantining, but not that he has COVID. He missed Raw on March 15th and also wasn't at NXT March 17th with Shawn Michaels and Brian James running the show. Meltzer also notes that several NXT mainstays weren't at the Capitol Wrestling Center for this week's episode of NXT, and at least two matches had to be changed. He noted, quote, the TV main event was scheduled originally as Tommaso Ciampa and Timothy Thatcher versus Imperium. But Ciampa did an interview saying Imperium took out Thatcher, but you'll find that Wolf isn't around, implying he took out Wolf as well. At the time word of the outbreak came, both the Scott versus Ruff and Ciampa and Thatcher versus Imperium matches were pulled from advertising. Ciampa ended up doing a singles match with Marcel Bartel, which set up a future singles match with Walter, likely on one of the two takeover shows.
Ooh, wow. So, this stuff, it travels pretty quick. It isn't over yet. It's still around. So watch your backs, people.
Yep,
watch.
Wear your masks.
Watch your backs.
Yeah, if you can go get your vaccine, get your vaccine.
Yep. All right, let's talk about this. WWE host Charlie Caruso, might be gone. It says Fightful reported that she gained heat backstage after consistently being late to conduct interviews meant for Raw. We're told that there were specific instances with Randy Orton and Sheamus that led to WWE taking her off TV. For the time being, we're told that Vince McMahon got word of the tardiness himself and took exception to the situation. Oh, can't be late. PW Insider adds that Charlie Caruso is not currently expected to make any additional appearances and that her previous on-air duties have already been filled by other broadcast personalities. What a bummer for Charlie Caruso. I really like Charlie Caruso. I think she's great.
Yeah, I thought she was pretty good.
So we'll see if she has anything to add to this situation to counter what is being reported here by Fightful and PW Insider, Larson.
PW Insider also adds that she's expected to depart the company once her current contract expires.
Do we know, do they indicate when that perchance
will
be? No,
they do not. They do not.
All right.
They do not.
Well, hopefully she has bigger things on her horizon.
Well, she has done stuff for ESPN, I believe, on occasion.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if she has decided that working for WWE is not what she wants to do anymore, or if WWE has decided that her working for WWE is not what they want anymore, there's the ESPN thing that hopefully she could pursue further.
Yeah. Vince is like, why are you missing work? She's like, I wouldn't say I'd be missing it, Vince. all right, man. So I woke up. I saw this next bit of news, man. I thought this was a troll. I thought this was just an obvious joke from what's the joke account? It's like the Onion for Wrestling, Kayfabe something or other. What is that?
Yeah, Kayfabe News or something like that.
Right,
sadly, yeah. It's not. So the WWE announced the hosts for WrestleMania 37, and sadly, Bayley is not one of them. Why are you not getting Bayley if she doesn't have a match
or even
to host
like
WrestleMania?
Could you imagine if they did Bayley and Billy?
Great.
That would have been a great story leading up to WrestleMania, and they could work together as hosts and then have a match on SmackDown the following.
Hello, I'm hosting WrestleMania. It writes itself.
I don't know why Bayley's not really too involved with WrestleMania.
I don't know. It boggles the mind.
It really does boggle the mind.
So instead, we're getting Titus O'Neil.
Yeah,
Titus
he's great.
Yeah, I
he's
like
great.
Titus.
Watch his TED Talk. It's fantastic.
And
you know Titus's real name?
Shoot.
It's great. It's like, I don't know why they wouldn't let
Thaddeus
him.
Thaddeus Bullard.
Yes. Isn't that like the great? That's like the best name I've ever heard. Thaddeus Bullard.
It's a great name.
Great.
Anyways, Titus's co-host for WrestleMania is Hulk Hogan.
What you gonna do, brother, when the Hulkster runs wild?
Doesn't work for me, brother.
Doesn't work for me, brother. We will leave the obvious jokes out of this. All right, man. I watched NXT UK. Did you watch NXT UK at all?
No, I didn't get a chance today. I want to check out the Trent Seven match. I want to see how he performs. That he's lost a few pounds.
It was really good. It was a really really good match.
Now, does Trent have a seven? Does Trent have a seven? Trent have a future in the cruiserweight division now that he's slimmed down? What, maybe about 10 pounds or so?
I don't know. I wonder
he
if
is he doing any Ranas? That's what I wonder. Is he doing any high flying
stuff?
It
was probably like closer to 20 pounds, man. Like
really?
it's noticeable. You can see, and this isn't meant to be any sort of shameful or anything like that. It's
totally,
a testament.
Totally.
He's got like some. You can see the stretch marks on his belly. Like that's how much he's lost. He looks fantastic. He looks great.
The way in he looked phenomenal.
Like
I said, I just want to know. He's down some poundage.
Mm-hmm,
is he doing Ranas? Is he doing
no
poison ranas?
No, not yet.
Tope,
but, you know,
tope.
Yeah. No, not really.
Okay,
no.
So he's more or less wrestling as Trent Seven, which is great. He's a great wrestler. I love Trent Seven.
Yeah,
I just want to know.
He's lighter on his feet, but he's
now
no Phoenix.
Now that he got down to 205, is he wrestling like a classic cruiserweight? High flying moves, ranas, that kind of stuff.
No, but you have to wonder if this might be if maybe I don't know what else Trent Seven is going to do in UK. Maybe this is to get Mustache Mountain over to NXT Prime.
Well, did you see what Peter Dude tweeted out after?
Oh, what did he say?
He just said in response, I think, to either this match, after this match happened, maybe it was yesterday. He just said Orlando, probably.
I really hope so. I mean, I would just mark out so hardcore. I would love that. I mean, because Tyler Bates not doing anything. But Tyler Bates about to fight. Announced in this episode of UK, he's going to fight Noam Dar for the number one contender for the Heritage Cup thing. And I mean, I would imagine, given that Tyler Bate already fought A-Kid for that, it's probably going to be Noam Dar who wins, probably going to cheat to win.
Yeah.
And he'll fight A-Kid. But I don't know, man. I feel like both Trent Seven and Tyler Bate, they are spinning wheels because they have done everything. They've both challenged Walter. You know, Tyler Bate, he lost to A-Kid for the Heritage Cup. He's doing jobs right now, but he's still an amazing, right? He's only like 23 or 24 years old.
24, I think.
I mean, I know Trent Seven's on the older side, but like, I mean, NXT, half the people are like 50 anyways. So like, get him and Tyler Bate as Mustache Mountain along with Pete Dunne. British Strong Style.
British Strong Style back together. Danny Burch apparently got hurt at NXT, separated his shoulder, so he could be out for a stretch potentially.
I mean, that sucks, but you
it
know,
does
know
suck.
Spot opens up, you know. So
what happened on NXT UK other than Trent Seven, unfortunately not doing any Hurricane Ranas?
No, sadly, but man, it was a hell of a match. I'll recap it here in a second because it was obviously the main event. First up, Nathan Frazier.
That's Ben Carter.
That's right. New name. I'm sorry. New start. New name. Took on Ashton Smith. So this is the first official Nathan Frazier match. At one point, I had not seen Ben Carter do this before. He had a coast to coast on Ashton Smith. Yeah, it was pretty rad. He was, you know, new start, new name. perhaps a couple of new moves that we see here from Ben Carter. He did have a bit more aggression to his style, but he ended up getting the win with a frog splash over Ashton Smith. After that, we had an Ilya Dragunov press conference where he wanted to basically apologize for snapping in the ring and laying out that ref. He started to say he was sorry for his behavior. Oh, Soviet baby! Oh, Sam Gradwell shows up, and he's like, oh, you're sorry because you lost your rag like a big unruly baboon. He claims that he could beat Ilya in any type of match, Larson. A custody papers on a pole match, Money in the Bank ladder match, single tag, no DQ. And Ilya says, whoa, wait a second. No DQ? You're on. And he walks away, and Gradwell's like, oh, oh, oh. He does. He's finally speechless. He doesn't know what to say because now he's got to face this maniac who snaps. Wow. This Jekyll and Hyde character.
Man, he's got to face him in a world of hurt.
No DQ. Oh no. Anyways, after that we had a little video package with Isla Dawn. She's still doing her cheesy witch stuff. No indication as to where that's going to go. After that, a message from Johnny Saint. He says, hello everyone. He can't. He's just looking off camera the entire time, dude. They have to, like, the basically
they got cue cards, huh?
Yeah, he's on camera for like maybe 2 seconds, and but no, he basically just talks about what I had talked about earlier about Noam Dar. You know, he's like, he's got this talk show. He keeps on usurping my authority, and he wants a shot at the Heritage Cup. He has got to earn it next week. He's going to face Tyler Bate for the number one contendership for the Heritage Cup. After that, we had Mako Satomura seemingly starting from the bottom again because she's facing Danny Luna, who I think they've got big hopes for. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's like, oh, you come in, you fight the champion, and then you come back down. Mako gets the win with Scorpio Rising in that match. Mm-hmm. Afterwards, we had a Ginny and Joseph Connors promo. Joseph Connors basically says, well, they claim that because Niven took out Connors with the Piper Driver, that was illegal, so they don't consider that match as having counted. Mm-hmm. And Connors says, Jack Stars, I'm coming after you. I don't know what this is all about. Afterwards, Danny Luna was backstage, had an interview, said basically, you know, Mako's the best. What are you going to do? Got to try again. And as she's leaving, we see Mark Andrews and Frontier Marshall, Flash Morgan Webster, coming after Danny Luna, giving her
what? You say?
What? Yeah, Frontier Martial Arts Wrestling. I mean, no, it's Frontier Martial Arts Wrestling. That's what they should change because it's Flash Morgan Webster. They should change his name to Frontier Marshall. Yeah. Wouldn't that be great?
Yeah, same. That'd be pretty great. That'd be pretty great.
Or Frontier Martial Art.
Yeah. There you go.
Webster. Yes. Okay, and then we had Walter come out. He had an announcement to make, again, using Rawgate technology, because from what I saw,
he was in Orlando, man, hey, just yesterday.
Hey, I'm in Orlando now. I'm going to wherever they tape UK. He says, I'm the longest reigning NXT UK champ in history. I ran through everyone here. I'm here for competition. Johnny Saint, look the world over and find me a challenger. Well, they didn't have to look the world over because Rampage Brown came out after one match against Joe Coffey. Rampage Brown then thinks he can take on Walter. He says, you've never faced me, and when you're ready, you can face me. So they scuffle a little bit. Brown sort of awkwardly shoves Walter to the ground, and Brown says, when we fight, your reign comes to an end. And commentary didn't give that any chance of actually happening. They're like, oh, that'll be a good match. Let's see what Rampage Brown has. But there is never any like, oh, my gosh, this is a real threat to Walter. They basically laughed it off. After that, Zia Brookside is working out in the gym. She has Nina Samuels helping her, doing her weights, getting kettlebells. Kettlebells. Sorry, bells, not balls. At one point, she said, yeah, I want the bucket of chalk also. So she brings over the bucket of chalk, and then she has her fill up her water bottle, and she gets like too much water on the water bottle. She says, oh, this looks wet. And then Nina Samuels says, oh, this looks wet. And so Zia gets mad at that, and she kicks over the chalk bucket and says, clean that up, you wow. Soviet baby.
Wow.
After that, in the PC, Amir Jordan's about to do some training, some practice in the ring. Kenny Williams comes up to him. He's like, hey, I'm sorry about cheating. And Amir's like, I don't want to hear it, Kenny. He's like, I lost it. I didn't realize that I was cheating and I cheated or something like that. And he was like, but listen, got ourselves a title match. And Amir's like, oh. And he's like, listen, but no cheating. There's a big opportunity. No cheating. And Kenny Williams said, okay, no cheating. He's totally going to cheat. Either he's going to cheat or they're going to lose because he doesn't cheat. And either way, this is going to be the last match together, man. They're going to break up after this.
Yeah, probably.
And then we had our main event. It was actually kind of a, it was like a, like it was an, the episode was like an hour and 5 minutes long. Mm-hmm. And usually there's like more, they like put like a lot more like little things in it.
Usually an episode of the-
they do. I mean, this match itself was about 25 minutes.
Oh, that's almost half the episode.
It took up a big chunk of it. I mean, just absolutely stellar stuff. Trent Seven hits his 7-star lariat. He has an exploder, like a half and half from the top, and a burning hammer. And none of those.
A Birmingham hammer. That's what
a Birmingham. Yeah, Birmingham hammer. There you go. But Devlin either kicks out on all of those except for the Birmingham hammer, and he puts his leg under the rope for that one.
Yeah.
So Trent gives him everything he has, but even Trent, he actually kicks out of a Devlin side, which I don't know many people have done that.
Yeah.
And that's only he only got hit with that because so after the burning hammer part, there was like a bit of a pull apart there against the ropes, and the ref was pulling him apart, and Trent fucking Devlin stuck his thumb in Trent Seven's eye. But it wasn't like a poke. It was like,
grinding it in there. Yeah.
Yeah. So that let him hit the Devlin side. Trent kicks out of that. But then Devlin goes up for a 450 across Trent's back, which was kind of the story of the match. He was working Trent's back the whole time. And that gets Devlin the pin for three. But really fantastic match. You also
check that out.
It felt like it could have been like one of their NXT UK takeover matches, like the way this was booked out.
I'll check that out then. Yeah. Maybe if Trent had learned to do some high flying stuff. Now that he's officially cruiserweight, maybe he would have had a better chance to win it.
Poison Rana from the top. Yeah,
well, absolutely. Saying, man. Poison Rana, something like that, a 450 of his own.
Maybe the stuff like Grand Metalik does, you know, right? Walking over those ropes and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool.
Yeah,
that'd be pretty cool. Let's talk SmackDown. Hopefully this will be pretty cool tonight. It is, of course, the go-home, in case you forgot, Fastlane's this weekend.
Oh, my God, that's right.
So we'll be doing our predictions for Fastlane after our SmackDown recap tonight over on the Twitch. This is what we can expect from our SmackDown. Edge to battle Jey Uso, become special enforcer at WWE Fastlane. Edge is totally winning that match. Sasha Banks to put her SmackDown with title on the line against Nia Jax. And finally, do you want to take this one, Steve?
No, I was going to suggest Reginald will get involved in that somehow, Larson.
Yes, absolutely. And lastly, Big E and Apollo Crews to sit down for an exclusive interview en route to WWE Fastlane. Is this going to be a split screen situation?
I hope not. Although I kind of trust both these guys, even with that. So
yeah,
but I hope it's this. I hope they're like face to face. Like those are. It's always more dramatic. Deal, yeah. Sit down. Yeah. You know, get like three cameras out there.
Mm-hmm. Have like Corey Graves between
over here.
Them.
Over here, Corey Graves
conducting the interview.
Conducting the interview exactly. Yeah, yeah. Be good. Like a old episode of
Counterpoint.
Yeah, there you go.
Is that what the show was called on CNN? Counterpoint.
I don't know. I was gonna say Dick Cavett. Get a little coffee table out there. Dick, were you a Dick Cavett fan?
Not really. That was kind of before my. Oh, Point Counterpoint. Is that what it's called? Crossfire. That's what I was.
Crossfire. They should do a McLaughlin group. They should do a McLaughlin group. It's like six people all jammed into a little studio. Anyways, hey everybody, hit that sub button. Give us a thumbs up.
Yes, please.
And then today at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, we're going to be playing some Grand Theft Auto with Friendos over there for Friendo Club TV.
Yep.
You can get there. And just if you want to know how to watch that, just stay tuned right after in like a couple seconds. I'm going to roll the little thing where it shows you how to get that. That's the thing.
That sounds like the
Three's Company theme. What are you just saying? Thanks, everybody, for watching. Appreciate it. Till next time, we'll talk to you later.
Come and
knock at my door. Friendo Club TV's waiting for you.
Help support Going In Raw today by becoming a Friendo Club TV member. You'll get access to new bonus episodes every week, including Friendo Club Arcade, Live Power Rank, Vintage 10 for the Wins, and Ask Steven Larson. Get access to Friendo Club TV today by becoming a $5 and up patron at patreon.com/Steven Larson, by throwing us a sub at twitch.tv/Steven Larson, or by clicking join.
at youtube.com/Steven Larson.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.